Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. Congrats, we made it to the middle of this week. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with what's happening in the WVIA newsroom and beyond. Today, there's yet another update in the quest to replace a Lackawanna County commissioner. And we're getting closer to autumn weather, but the gardening season isn't over. Our latest Plant People feature is all about what still grows this time of year. It's Wednesday, September 17th. Let's get into it. First, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro was in Pittsburgh yesterday, speaking at the Eradicate Hate Global Summit. Shapiro says President Donald Trump and his allies are making partisan claims about who's responsible for political violence in America. Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA on the governor's call for both parties to denounce political violence.
In the wake of the killing of Charlie Kirk, a conservative activist, Trump, along with other Republican officials and commentators, are blaming political violence on what they call the radical left. Shapiro says that approach is wrong.
What we're seeing now from the President of the United States and some of his allies is by cherry-picking certain violence that is okay and certain violence that is not okay, that is making everyone less safe, and it's raising the temperatures instead of lowering the temperatures.
He said all political violence should be condemned regardless of why it was committed or by whom. Shapiro and Trump are both victims of political violence. Trump survived two assassination attempts last year, including one in Butler, Pennsylvania. In April, Shapiro and his family were in the governor's residence when a man set fire to the building the first night after the start of Passover.
That was Jordan Wilkie reporting. Well, another week, another court appeal in the unresolved search to replace ex-Lackawanna County Commissioner Matt McGloin. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk has more on the Lackawanna County Democratic Party's latest try at blocking a special election.
Last week, Lackawanna County judges ruled a special election to replace former Commissioner Matt McGloin could go ahead. They said the County Democratic Party didn't prove that allowing the special election would create immediate and irreparable harm. The County Board of Elections called for the special election a couple of weeks ago, but the Democrats went to court to stop it. On Monday, the party appealed that ruling to the State Commonwealth Court. That court gave the lawyers on both sides until next Monday to submit written arguments. For now, the special election goes forward with former State Representative Tom Welby, the Democratic candidate, former utility official Chet Murley, the Republican, and Michael Cappellini running as an independent. If the special election is blocked, then Brenda Sacco could replace McGloin until January 2028. County judges appointed Sacco almost 2 weeks ago, but a separate ongoing and related court case is blocking her from taking office. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Now, if you need help keeping up with all of this, find the full story at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on Newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. So we've got some more health news today. Pennsylvania officials have confirmed the state is part of a new regional public health collaboration designed to replace federal oversight of certain health services. Kylie Kaczynski reports for WVIA.
The multi-state effort called the Northeast Public Health Collaboration is the latest attempt by Democratic leaders to thwart major changes at the federal level led by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Pennsylvania's Department of Health says the collaborative aligns with its mission to ensure residents maintain access to public health resources like vaccines. The newly formed group is talking ahead of a key federal vaccine committee meeting where recommendations for COVID and flu shots are expected as the respiratory virus season approaches. Some public health officials worry RFK's overhaul of the committee is a sign that vaccine recommendations will be more limited. Pennsylvania health officials say the public health collaboration will share best practices and resources moving forward, but did not disclose any forthcoming guidelines. Kylie Kaczynski in Pittsburgh.
All right, it's starting to feel a bit like fall out there, but that doesn't mean gardening season is over. For her latest Plant People feature, WVIA's Haley O'Brien visits the Garden of Giving in Sailorsburg, Monroe County, to see what they planted this month.
It's harvesting time at the Garden of Giving. Tomatoes, squash, and other produce grown here throughout the summer is donated to 5 area food pantries. Abby David is vice chair for the nonprofit that was founded in 2008.
It's completely volunteer run. There's no paid staff because there's not much income and everything goes back into growing food to donate to the community.
In the summer, they grow green beans, cucumbers, squash, peppers, and a variety of tomatoes here at the Garden of Giving. While the summer season is coming to an end, fall crops have just been planted here, including beets, carrots, lettuces like arugula and kale, radishes, and scallions.
So it's a common misconception that at the end of summer, growing food stops, but there are so many things that you can continue to grow in the fall, even in a colder climate like the Poconos.
And in October, they will plant garlic that will be ready to harvest next summer. Reporting in Monroe County, I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
You can visit this story at WVIA.org for gardening tips, including some that will help you prolong the season as it gets colder. Now I've got one last thing for you today. It's another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
Next time you're in Pittsburgh, consider a stop in an out-of-the-way park that may have you questioning gravity. North Park is a 3,000-acre park that spans several townships of Allegheny County. Not far from the water tower there, there's an intersection that draws a curious crowd. It's become known as Gravity Hill. The story goes like this. Drivers head to the intersection of McKinney Road and Coomer Road. Stop at Coomer, put the car in neutral, and watch as the vehicle seemingly starts to move forward. It looks and feels as though you're rolling uphill. Others have reported that water looks like it's flowing the wrong way on the road. Of course, scientists have offered a number of fact-based explanations. Other people chalk it up to an optical illusion or even something supernatural. In any case, it's become a place where people show up to try to defy gravity. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
So, how are we doing? All up to date and ready for the rest of the week? You can find these stories and more at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. Now, if you want to hear more, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts. Or at WVIA.org, of course. Enjoy your Wednesday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.